wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
This is the Grace and Truth program. And now we continue these messages of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman, and the song evangelist, Stan Carey. Your worst enemy, look in the mirror. I want to show you your worst enemy. You will not need a telescope to see him afar off. You will not need a microscope to see him near at hand. All you need is a good clear mirror, for your worst enemy is yourself. That's right. It may sting your pride, and in self-defense you may try to deny it, but the fact remains your worst enemy is yourself. As you hear your buddy gripe about his boss at work and his troublesome neighbor and his mean wife, you say that's not his trouble. His big trouble is himself. And now I turn your accusation back on yourself, for the mirror has in it the photograph of your worst enemy. In the Bible, which is the divine and only perfect mirror, we can all see ourselves if we will only look. The Bible shows us different individuals, and each character presented reveals to us a picture of ourselves. We look at hard-hearted Pharaoh and learn our own hard-hearted defiance of God and his word. In Cain, murdering his own brother, we see how far we are from loving our neighbors as ourselves. In treacherous King Saul, with his javelin, we see the cruel envy and deceit of our own hearts, and so it is in all the Bible. And the character to show us how man is his worst enemy is Ahab. The Bible says Ahab sold himself, and thou hast destroyed thyself. Surely a man who sells himself and destroys himself is his own worst enemy. But is it possible that any man would destroy himself? Man, the highest of all created beings, yet the biggest fool, destroying himself. The truth is that on most tombstones God could rightly inscribe these four words, thou hast destroyed thyself. Man's self-inflicted destruction has reached such proportions in our day, it threatens to destroy all men from the earth with their own bombs. King Ahab sat on a throne, was clothed in royal apparel, and had a crown on his head like he was the best of men, a real top-notcher. But he was so weak, a woman led him around at her will. So defiant of God, he received his vengeance. So subtle, he allured that godly man Jehoshaphat, and he was so cursed that dogs licked up his blood. Who was chargeable with this man's degradation? It was Ahab himself, for Ahab sold himself to work wickedness. I once knew a man who sold his own daughter and his wife too, to be slaves to men's passions. What degradation! An animal would fight to keep his mate, but a human being hire out his own wife? This is lower than beastly degradation. Neighbor, since you're so proud of yourself and you so dearly love yourself, surely you would not sell yourself. And if you did, your price would be too high for anyone to buy. It would seem to be that way according to reason, but according to facts, the truth remains, thou hast sold thyself. Jacob's sons sold their brother Joseph. Judas sold his master, but Ahab sold himself. Harlots sell their bodies. Singers, their voices. Movie stars sell their faces and forms. The thief sells his liberty. But you, neighbor, you have sold yourself. And that takes in your whole being, body, soul, and spirit, and your life here and hereafter as well. You have reserved nothing. You put yourself on the auction block for the high bidder. The bid was made, and you cried, sold. And away you went, a slave forever to the high bidder, for you sold yourself. How did Ahab sell himself? Just the same procedure that is common today. He started by forsaking the Lord and his word, and he wound up a wicked murderer. Neighbor, when you turn away from God and the Bible, you're like a ship broken loose from its moorings. You become a hopeless derelict on the sea of life, lashed by the storms of a wicked world. When you become too big to go to Sunday school, too busy for the family altar, too educated to listen to the old-fashioned evangelist, and too fascinated by television to read your Bible, you have, like a big balloon, broken away from all your foundations and have launched on a wild and self-destructive course. forsaking the living God, Ahab worshipped gold and silver, a poor substitute indeed. This was his next step down. Is it yours? Christians sing, I'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold, while you say, not me, take your Jesus, but give me the gold. When any man sets his heart on material things, he becomes a slave to the lower order. It would be as if they saw an angel bow down and worship a grasshopper. If gold is your God, you are groveling like a beast. No wonder such people stoop to do such low-down things to get money. Then Ahab ran after a wicked woman, and soon she ran him and his kingdom. She signed its laws and plotted its wickedness. Ahab was as a puppy dog on a string to that wicked Jezebel. A woman had a part in man's first fall, and seldom has it been any different since. Then Ahab sought refuge in the fold of religion. He called the false prophets his brothers, while his wife fed the priests of their idol god. In the Bible, a young prodigal went from bad to worse and ended up sleeping and eating with the hogs. The Bible calls the false prophets hogs and dogs. So when anyone buddies with such, he has fallen into the pig pen. Religion becomes a tool of self-destruction. It has destroyed its millions. It's millions. Then Ahab uses his kingly control to make people live in sin. Truly, when a man gets his children to smoke and drink, he'd become a lieutenant in the devil's forces. And when a woman puts a cigarette in her teenage daughter's mouth and takes her on her rounds of the nightclubs to introduce her to wicked men, she has reached the bottom of human degradation. And to top it all, Ahab thought he could outwit death, and if not, then he would outrun death. He traded garments with Jehoshaphat, but death spotted him. And when death pursued him, he tried to outrun death, but death wins every race. Let's learn from Ahab. No man can outwit death. Your schemes will all fail, and there will stand grim death to exact its wages for your sins. And if you try to run, death will catch you and cut you down in your tracks. That is certain. Sin is always self-destructive. The cigarette fiend destroys his health and ends with cancerous lungs. The alcoholic destroys his body so that his liver, heart, brain, and vital organs are eaten up with alcohol. The harlot and whoremonger destroy their characters for naught. The blasphemer destroys his God consciousness and soon lives like an animal. The gambler destroys his good sense, and like a fool he loses his monthly earning overnight. The dope addict destroys his energy and becomes like a rag thrown in the gutter. All this presents a sad picture of wasted lives, wrecked homes, ruined brains, and abused bodies. And over each mass of ruin, these four words can be described, thou hast destroyed thyself. But if that ended it all, then it would be sad enough, but that's only a small part of it, as small as a drop is to an ocean. For as that ruined life ends with a casket, that blighted spirit, soul, and body press on into eternity, the great forever, lost beyond recovery, and facing the eternal consequences of their self-destructive career. What then might have been among men on earth? What they might have been among men on earth, now gone forever, and the place they might have filled in the kingdom of God, forfeited eternally. What a tragedy! A life wrecked on the shores of time, now tossed by the waves of eternity in the blackness of darkness forever. Now, if you have gambled away a fortune, I cannot tell you how to regain it overnight. If you have wrecked your body with alcohol, I cannot renew your body in a month. If you have lost your reputation by theft or immorality, I can't give you a new name in a week. But I can tell you something far more wonderful than all of these, and it can happen to you before the clock strikes. Hearken, your sins can all be forgiven by God. Your soul can be forever saved by Christ. You can pass out of death into life, eternal life, divine life. You can be delivered from the kingdom of sin and Satan and be translated into the kingdom of God to be God's child and his heir forever. Your whole character can be changed, your heart purified, and your ambitions sanctified to God's glory by the Spirit of God. Your life can be, from this very hour, entirely changed to a life lived for the glory of God and the blessing of men. And instead of having the nightclubs of devils and the false religions of dogs as your chums, you can have the whole church of God, the world around, as your fellowship. So wherever you meet a Christian, you find your brother or sister in the Lord. Then one day in heaven, you will enjoy forever the holy companionship of the saints and the angels, of the martyrs and the apostles. But who can do all this for you? Listen to the Bible. I quote, "Thou hast destroyed thyself, but in me is thy help. I will." In me, I will. Who could this be? Only one who is God, for no one else could work such a miracle. Jesus Christ is God, and to meet your need and mine, he came into the world, and on Calvary's cross he bled and died for our sins. And then, as the triumphant victor, he arose. He's our living Lord and Savior, our deliverer. And he says, "I will." It is his decision and his decree. What then hinders your eternal blessing? It is your will. Salvation's work is done. The terms are within your reach. The time is now, but you decide. You must now act. Christ has said, "I will." What do you say? Neighbor, your sin is more contagious than polio, more deadly than cancer, and more destructive than gangrene. But a divine voice cries, "In me is thy help." The blessed Lord Jesus Christ offers himself now to be your Savior. I can explain the physics of how he can take the gambling craze out of a gambler and give the alcoholic victory over his besetting sin, or deliver the dope addict from slavery, or sweeten the mean woman that has lashed with her tongue a whole neighborhood into a stormy sea, or make a money lover a generous giver. But the Lord Jesus can do it for you, as he's done it for millions of others, and he will do it. When you repent, you sold yourself to do evil as did Ahab. Now you must turn from your evil ways, condemning yourself and crying to God for his mercy. But if you still hang on to your sins, you shall die in your sins and God will have no mercy on you. God's mercy is only for truly repentant sinners. Again I ask, when? Only when you call upon the Lord Jesus for deliverance, for salvation, and for transformation. When will that be? The Holy Ghost says today. What do you say? You decide. You have captained your life far too long, and is about to be battered on the rocks of destruction. Call on the Lord Jesus Christ to take over. Put all in his hands, and trust yourself entirely to him for time and for eternity. Then what he has done for others, he will do for you. On your bowed knees, bowed and confessed defeat and submission, tell him in words like these, "Lord Jesus, I've sold myself to sin. I have destroyed myself. Lord Jesus, I now turn everything over to thee. Take me as I am and make me what thou wilt. Lord Jesus, please take over." And he will. For he said, "I will." Neighbor, when you look into the mirror, you'll see your worst enemy. But when you look to heaven, you will see your best friend, Jesus, crowned with glory and honor on the highest throne in heaven. Receive him as your Lord and Savior, and turn yourself completely over to him to be his, and to do his will, and do it now, right now. Neighbor, you have great potentiality. If you contradict me and say, "I haven't got any, I never was anything," you're bad wrong. God made you, and he never made or nothing. You not only have eyes to see and ears to hear, a brain to think and muscles to work, but you are a personality made by God to fit into a needy spot and do a needed work. But if you have beat out your brain with dope and alcohol and ruined your eyes at the TV and the paperbacks, and have so fed on the slop of this immoral, sexy generation, no wonder you are a sick and sorry individual, a liability to the human race, a miserable relative, and to yourself, just a wretched, restless, dehumanized creature. How'd you get that way? You threw your potentialities that God made you to the winds, and thou hast destroyed thyself. At the great white throne of God, all your history will be brought to light, and the challenge will be heard. Who destroyed this man that I made in my image and for my glory? The blame shall not be all laid on the devil or your evil buddies, but you will confess, I destroyed myself. Oh, my neighbor, you're in bad trouble, and your future is all dark and dreadful. I beg you, turn yourself over to the Lord Jesus to save and change you and take over your life from this hour. Don't be another Ahab. Thou hast destroyed thyself. This is another message of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman.